views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and we have an amazing show for you today. We're going to talk about how to tap into deeper listening and to tap into your intuition so that you can hear spirit communicating with you on a deeper level and use it to make choices in your life from a greater sense of ease, from a greater sense of grace. My very special guest today is bringing us this topic because she says that many people struggle with finding their purpose as they navigate life's challenges. For those who are drawn to making a difference in the world, there are subtle messages that serve as signs guiding us to our purpose. As we begin to recognize, acknowledge, and embrace our intuition, we gain a level of dimensional clarity that allows us to move beyond our emotional blocks and into a place of purpose, deep fulfillment, and service in the world. And truly, that's what we all want. We want to be able to move into a deeper sense of purpose with ease and grace. Carlinia Springer is the founder of Destiny Embraced and creatress of the Sacred Spaces Movement, a global awareness campaign empowering men, women, and children of African descent to take the time to make themselves a priority, to be able to hear and heal their heart. Carlinia's passion is to help those of African descent embrace their intuition, shatter painful emotional realities, and use their gifts to make a difference in the world. And this, she's inspired us by her own journey. Carlinia holds a BA in psychology. She's a soul-centered entrepreneur, a certified spiritual life coach, a member of Black Belt Speakers, and co-author of Amazon's bestseller, Live Your Best Life. Welcome to the show, Carlinia Springer.
Well, thank you, Cornelia. Just a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited because you and I, we had a connection at our event that we were recently at Dream Big, and it was in Arizona. And it was wonderful because we were sitting next to each other and we were doing some exercises, and then Spirit guided us into this. And then here we are today, featuring you and bringing your gifts and sharing your vision and your medicine with the world. So thank you so much for saying yes and for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, there are many ways that Spirit communicates with us and guides us in into navigating our life. What are some of the ways that this has happened for you? And what is it that you want to say to us about this, how Spirit communicates with us?
Well, I'll back up a little bit because I realized that I had been receiving messages my whole life. I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist in a very religious environment. And by the time I was 18, I had already determined I was not going to be a part of any religion. And my life took a turn for the, I'd say for the worst back then. For me back then, it was the worst now I understand it as a learning and growing experience. However, what I realized in, I want to say 2005, I took a trip to Brazil and Peru, a 10-day trip. I was part of a program called Ascend Spiritual Flight Academy. And that was a 3-month program. And in that 3 months, I was challenged to come outside of my comfort zone and to do something I had not done before. I said I wanted to travel the world. The facilitator said, if you don't, you will not graduate this program if you don't do this within this 90-day period. We were already probably 2 or 3 weeks into that 90-day period. So I actually got on a plane to Brazil and Peru for a 10-day trip with $85 in my pocket, stretching way outside my comfort zone. My husband at the time said he was not going to pay for that trip. About a week before, he actually pulled out his credit card and paid $3,000 for that trip. And as I was getting on the plane, he's like, how much money do you have? I said, $85. He went and got me what he could, which was just $300 out of the ATM. But I have to tell you, I had no reservations in Peru. I didn't know anybody. And when I got off the plane, from the time I got off the plane, I began to hear hymns playing in my head from the hymns that were back from when I was a small child. And after the third one, I'm just like, what is going on? Because I started paying attention to the words. The words were talking about where I had just been and what was coming up next. That had been happening my whole life, and I had never, ever recognized it. During that 10-day period, that continued consistently. Those messages kept coming to me in that way. I couldn't speak to anyone. There was nobody that was English-speaking around me. And when they showed up, there was no way that I could tell. So it was always like some type of divine connection that happened, and it was in a way that I couldn't control it. And I wondered, like, what in the world is this? I've been hearing this music in my head all my life. I had not been listening to hymns. I don't even listen to hymns. But these hymns were guiding me. And I don't know if you, there's a book called, oh my goodness, it's all about synchronicity. It's a series of books by somebody named James. And I cannot think of his last name.
Not James von Prague.
Now, I know him, not him. It's another man, and he talks about synchronicity, story form. And I had that book at that time on that trip. I had that book with me. And I remember I was going to Machu Picchu. And I remember opening that book and opening right up to the place where the people in that story were going to Machu Picchu and all of the things that were just naturally unfolding for them. But that 10-day trip opened up my eyes to just a world that I didn't even know existed, because on the outside, everything seemed regular. It seemed mundane, but people kept showing up. And I'll give you one example. I went to Brazil, and I was supposed to be there the day before. When I got there, I didn't know where to go. The bank was the only thing open, and nobody in the bank could speak English. So I came back out and I just stood up at a bus stop. And then there was someone that looked like, I think his name is John Van Damme. He's a karate actor on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so this guy looked at me, but I was a little shy. So I looked away. The third time he caught my attention and he said something to me in Portuguese. So I said, I only speak English. And then he says to me, oh, you speak English. There's nobody else around. And so I'm like, oh my God, I need your help. He wasn't even from that part of Brazil, but he said, I will help you. We got on a bus, drove for about half an hour to a bus depot. And he and the guy who was taking money on the bus walked with me across this huge bus depot to a place to buy a bus ticket for me. I was going to see John of God in Abajania, Brazil. And I had no idea how far it was. I really didn't know where I was going. It was about 2 hours away, like from D.C. to New Jersey. Anyway, they stood with me there for like 15 minutes, asking for my passport, for my money, got the ticket for me. And they said, do you want us to stay here with you until the bus comes? I said, no, it's fine. I got on the bus and it starts to get dark. And I'm like, oh, my God, I should not have come here. I really made a mistake. And we drive for 2 hours. I try to talk to the bus driver. He can't say anything to me. All I know is how to spell John of God in Portuguese. About 15 minutes before I get off the bus, a lady dressed in all white comes and sits right next to me. Now, I know the people that he works with dress in all white, so I'm assuming she works with him. And I try to speak to her. She can't speak to me. I write out John of God's name in Portuguese, and then she looks at me and she's like, yes, yes. So I'm thinking, good, she's going to take me there. Well, we get off the bus and we walk across the street. It's dark now. And she takes me up to a gate. And when I walk into the gate, there is a Caucasian lady sitting in the driveway there at a table. And she says hello to me. And I'm like, oh my God, you speak English? I said, I'm looking for John of God. She said, oh, I'm here. This is my third or fourth visit to John of God. It's just right up the street. You can, do you have a place to stay? I said, no, I don't know where I am. She said, don't worry about it. There's space for you to stay right here. I'll get the lady of the house. So really the lady who took me to that house was a sister-in-law of the person who owned the facility. It was just her home that she had opened up to people who would come and see the healer, John of God. Can you hear me?
I can. Yep.
Okay, good. Yes. And I had so many incredible experiences there. I remember having an experience of bilocation, and I don't even know if you've ever had that experience. But after all of these types of experiences, I've come to the conclusion that this is something that needs to be talked about, because people have these experiences all the time, and they don't speak about it because they don't want anybody to think that they're crazy. I was in that bed that night, and I remember hearing a loud footstep at the base of my bed. And I got so scared because the lady told me, she said, you know, the healing starts once you get here, the spirits begin to heal you. And all my religious training came back. Oh my God. When I heard that footstep, I knew I was the only one in the room myself. However, that experience of bilocation, I experienced myself in another space. Like, I don't know if you know what a Reiki table is. I'm a Reiki master. So I myself on a Reiki table, and there were hands all over my body from my head to my feet. Literally, I could feel it. And I was very relaxed. When I heard that footstep, I realized that I was like, who is in the room? I'm in Brazil. Whose hands are on my body? I'm like, no, where am I? What's going on? I immediately went to, oh my God, this must be the devil. And you know, I got very scared. All I could do was open my passport, look at my dad's picture, and just keep saying to myself, remember the love, because that's what he would always tell me. And that morning, the next morning, I told the lady of my experience, and she said, you know, many entities heal through John of God. And there's one of them, he was a doctor here in Brazil about, I can't remember how long ago it was. It was a very poor part of Brazil. And he helped many people. So he is one of the entities that come through John of God and heal people. Well, she said he has an authoritarian way about him. And that footstep that you heard is his signature mark. When he comes on stage, when John of God comes on stage and he's present, everybody knows how he is because he's directing. He walks very heavy. And so she made me understand that there was something more to my experience than what was, you know, than what I had thought about. Well, at the facility, at John of God's facility, there is a healing room, a crystal healing room, where you actually do lay on a bed and there are crystals that line up with your chakras. And so I went there after going and visiting the space. I went there around noon. And I thought someone was going to come in and heal me or, you know, do a healing, excuse me. Anyway, the person makes sure I'm comfortable on the bed. They take me in there. They make sure that I'm comfortable. I'm laying on the bed. And then they start to leave. So I ask them, is someone else coming in? And they say, no, the spirits will work on you. And so I said, okay. It was a very peaceful environment. It was daytime. And so there was nothing that was scary. It wasn't dark. You know, I was fine. The interesting thing is that I was there for an hour and I had that same experience of bilocation. but my perspective on it was different. I didn't even realize after I got up that I again had the awareness of hands all over my body, being deeply relaxed. When I got up, I realized, oh my goodness, I've been in this room by myself this entire time. I had that same experience in my room the night before, but I was absolutely terrified because of my perspective, because of what I thought, because of my training and conditioning, that anything that had to do with spirits or anything other than Jesus and the devil was evil. And so it made me begin to really question. And I had been on a spiritual path already. I just hadn't had that level of experience with the other world. But I realized I had always been receiving messages, but I had to be completely taken out of my environment where mm-hmm. I could control anything. I couldn't control who I spoke to, where I went. I couldn't read the signs. I couldn't talk to people. And I wasn't afraid or anything, but I realized I was being guided the entire time. And when I came back, that was in 2005, I was determined to find out what is this other world that exists all around us, but it's invisible, because I couldn't believe I went my whole life. That was just one example of many examples that happened throughout the 10-day period. The only time that level of guidance shut down was the night before I went to Brazil. I had to have a yellow fever shot. It was supposed to be a 10-day, and the 10 days hadn't passed. And so they said, I don't know if you have to buy a new ticket. I didn't have money to buy a new ticket. So I was afraid to go and stay in a hotel and spend money and then be stranded. So I spent the whole night in the airport, literally sitting on the toilet seat in the airport in Peru. And there was no space for you to sit in that airport. And I was so miserable, and so scared. And everything, all of the messages, all of the guidance I was receiving shut down completely. When I was too tired and exhausted, about 7 o'clock in the morning, I went back into the main area in the airport, and I stood up at a kiosk, and I could tell it was for tours. And a gentleman came behind me. He couldn't speak to me, but he made me understand he wanted to take me on a tour. And I said, I don't have money to go. I can't pay you, because my flight left at 11 o'clock that night. I was just scared. But I was tired. My defenses were down. And I told him, I said, I need to eat. I just made a motion like this. He took me over to the place to get something to eat. And I just followed this man into his car. He drove me about 20 miles outside of Lima and took me to an excavation site, a site that was being by students from the University of Connecticut, I believe. And ancient site, an ancient, huge, massive temples that they were unearthing, kind of like what you have in Egypt. And the lady there that gave the tours could speak English. This man stayed with me the entire day. He made sure that I had a safe place to stay where tourists stay, and then showed me how to take the bus back to the airport and charged me $20 for the entire time. But that lady who gave me the tour, she made me understand that this was a special place. People didn't live here. High priests and high priestesses came there only 4 times a year for some holy days or celebrations or something. So it was a very significant place, and it stood right on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. And I remember when I went there, just wondering, how in the world did I land up here? When I went to Machu Picchu, it was a long trip. And 20 minutes before we get up on the mountain, the villagers stand up on the railroad tracks, and they refuse to move. And the authorities in Lima said, send the train back. We're stopping all tourism to Machu Picchu. And I said, oh, I know. I didn't come this far to not be able to go. And after about an hour and a half, 2 hours, the train started to back up and we began to leave. And then all of a sudden we heard, oh, there's someone coming to negotiate. So we got off they got the people off the track. We went up to Machu Picchu, and I can remember the moment I stepped into that space. It was such a familiarity. It felt like I was home, and I'm like, what in the world? What is this? Why am I having these overwhelming feelings of familiarity? And so come back and my journey, just get back into life, but I can't ignore what I experienced for 10 days. And I go through a divorce and just a really difficult time. And the only thing that I can literally rely on is a mental practice of shifting from the pain into the present moment. That's the only thing that helped keep my sanity for almost a year. And literally this became, because I practiced it so much, it became a part of me and a part of what I teach. It maintained my sanity. And what that looked like is literally, I would feel so anxious and so afraid about what was coming next and feeling so helpless to control anything around me. I would just put my hand on my heart and I would just say, Carlenia, it's okay. I love you. I know you feel like you've run 500 miles, but you've only taken a trip in your mind. Like right here, right now, you're good, right? You're here. This is a table. That's a wall. This is a curtain. I would literally bring myself right back into this moment right here and recognize that I was traveling literally through time into the past, wondering about, feeling bad about what happened or worrying about something I could not control, something I had absolutely no control over. And after a year of that, I wasn't dealing with my emotions. That was keeping me mentally sane, right? Because I knew when my ex-husband left, I knew that that it was just me and the kids, and I was so afraid. I worked at night. I came home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he left without any warning. So I didn't know what to do. And all I could do to maintain my sanity was that practice. But after that, I came to a place where everything in my life literally collapsed. I couldn't work anymore. The pressure was too much. And I thought I could deal and bounce back with the stress. And in that space, that's how I created Sacred Spaces. Because in that space, I naturally went into ritual. And I remember, have any money, I didn't have any food, I didn't have anything. And I had some stones, I had water and a bowl. And I sat at my table one day praying, like, God, show me, what is this? I don't know what to do with this pain. I can't function. Am I crazy? Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I just began to pick up a stone. And for every stone I picked up, a memory would just come to me of a time that I was hurt. Felt like somebody had betrayed me. I felt helpless. And instead of trying to just be positive and say positive things, because I used to do that, and try and just cover over those feelings, I gave that part of me a voice and I let her speak. And I would just do that until nothing else came. And I would do it day after day after day. And what I began to realize was that things began to shift. And the more I embraced those different parts of me, it was like the universe was leaning in and saying, I see you, I love you. And things began to shift. I thought that I could use my positive words and my positive thinking, right? And it didn't work until I addressed emotions, some of which had no words. So when we talked a little bit about, you know, being in that place of despair, and I had never reached a place where I had wanted to give up, and I had reached a place where I felt like I was a failure with all that I know, all that I learned, the different ways I help people. I felt like I was a failure. And I remember my little guy, 9 years old at the time, you know, I always tell him, we don't give up. He's like, "Mommy, you can't give up." And hearing his voice say to me what I would say to him opened up a space for me to be able to continue. But I know that if it wasn't for my guidance, if I wasn't led and I was led into places that I thought I was conditioned to believe were evil and were bad, and all I found was more good and more love. And being able to listen deeply to my pain allowed me to listen to other people. And I was organically led to other people who were in deep spaces of pain. And I understood, even though their outside circumstances were so vastly different from mine, we connected in that place of pain, the betrayal, the helplessness, the hopelessness, the anger, the rage. Those were things that I had always held down. And being able to voice allowed me to see that, see the value that was underneath that, and allowed me to reclaim that energy, because that's what it was. I saw this brilliance inside of me and inside of other people. And I was just like, why can't I move? Why? I would try to help other people move where I couldn't move, and then get frustrated when they weren't moving. And with that energy, it's like, no, they're a reflection of you, right? You want to move, but really at the core, you want to be able to move. So that attention that you're giving to them, if you even give yourself half of that encouragement, half of that attention, you will be able to move. And then you'll have enough energy to support them in their forward movement. So when I connected with you in that space, and I was in there, but I was just staying to myself. So the conversation we had, you know, where you said, "I understand," I was just like, oh my goodness. All right, I see you. I see you leading, Spirit. I see you, because I didn't go looking for connections, but I left Dream Big. And for the next 12 months, it's all about connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I say that I am just in awe over what you shared with us here today? You gave us so much in this 30 minutes. We have been, I've been entrenched with listening to you. You are an absolutely incredible storyteller, healer. There's so much I want to talk about what you shared. There's so many parts. I go, I'm just going in my mind, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this, because there's so much healing. There's so much wisdom. There's so many things. So I just want to thank you so much for saying yes, for being here, for following your journey. And I mean, what an incredible, it's been a while for you, because you said this was back in 2005 is when you were led, and we're now in 2018. You're helping a lot of people with bringing this information out. And I want us to continue on talking about this. We're going to take a quick break. I skipped the first break because you were in the flow. And it was like, oh my God, I want to just listen to this woman. So we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're talking to my special guest, Carlinia Springer. And we're tapping into Spirit's messages and really learning how to listen deep within. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my very special guest, Carlinia Springer, and we're talking about how to listen to that deep inner guidance that wants to continuously keep communicating with us if we're willing to listen and be the conduit for it. So before we went to break, Carlinia was sharing with us how her awakening journey really just how it began and that trip that she went on that really changed her life, and that was the beginning, and then everything changed after that. So I know that there's so many people that would benefit in working with you personally because you're here to assist people with their own awakening. So let us tell the people where they can get in contact with you if they want to get a personal one-on-one session, and also where to find you.
Okay, great. Well, my website and all of that is in transition. So right now you all can reach me through my email, which is the metaphysical mom. I will spell that.
Good.
TheMetaphysicalMom mom, the metaphysical mom at gmail.com. And if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can email me there. If you would, I know we're giving away. I don't know if we should talk about that right
now. Yeah, we should. We're doing a free giveaway. Yeah.
Okay, we're doing a free giveaway of 2 30-minute complimentary clarity sessions. And if you text Sacred Spaces to 202-766-6269, text Sacred Spaces and your name, your full name, first and last name, and I'll return your call, and we can, is that how we'll figure out who the two go to? The first that two is. That respond.
The first two, absolutely.
Right, the first two that respond will get a complimentary session with me, and if you want to find out more about working with me, please send me an email. Again, that's the metaphysical mom, TheMetaphysicalMom at gmail.com.
And I really advise all of you to take advantage of this, because this woman has incredible gifts to share with you. She's changing lives for all of the people that she comes in contact with. When we were at the Dream Big event, she was telling me some stories about some of the people that she's helping, where she lives and what she's doing. And really, really powerful work that she's doing. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet her there. And again, Spirit brought us together. So I'm just so happy about that. I also want to tell you about an upcoming show that is going to launch right after this show. It's the Millionaire Imprint for Women. It's on from 1 to 2. And today I'm going to be talking with my co-host, Samantha Brown. And we're talking about how to tune in and heal our ancestral lineage, the money stories that we were birthed into, how to clear that, how to heal that, and how to release that energy so that we can move into the integrity of our spirit, and that is to live in a state of abundance. Even if you were born into poverty, even if you were born into poverty consciousness, many of us chose paths like that so that we can heal and transcend that energy. And so thank you so much for changing that game for all of us here on the planet. We appreciate you. And so be sure to stay tuned for that show. And that's on from 1 to 2 right after this one. The other thing I want to invite you to is my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. That is a powerful group circle that I just started last 2 weeks. And it is an opportunity for you to come in with me every 2 weeks where we're going to meet on Zoom. And I have, these are some of the questions that I'm going to be answering during that call. And that is how to release the belief that I have to work hard to achieve great wealth, that I can share easily and fruitfully with others. How do we tune into this space where we're getting paid doing what it is that we love? And so many more questions like that. So that's the Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. It's super, super affordable, $396 for the year, bi-weekly, together with me for 1 hour every single month. So for $396, super affordable. Tune in. You can go to CorneliaStephanie.com. There's a box there that says Wealthy Roots for Women, and go and sign up. And as we're tuning in with the radical generosity, I'm offering anyone that wants to participate in that circle to email me and be the 22nd email at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com and be the 22nd email, and you will win a free 1 year subscription with me in grounding in Wealthy Roots for all women, because that time is now. So back to our incredible story. When you were talking about that trip that you went on, and when you were guided by spirit to, what did you call it? The Ascension. What was it called?
Oh, Ascend Spiritual Flight Academy. Yes. Yeah. You know what? It's like, similar to the zone that you all went to.
Okay.
Part of zone. So maybe you call it leadership.
Oh, I see. I see. So yeah. So what I love is, because I'm an ascension coach, so when you say ascend, that always, that right away makes me go, peek, I'm in. And yeah. Okay. So you were part of that group, and you were invited to go to Machu Picchu, to go to Peru, and to have this experience, right? And
no, I wasn't invited. We each, as part of, we were supposed to risk in a 3-month program, 90-day program. We're supposed to do daily risk. And the facilitator said, oh, you all are not risking, so I'm going to disband the group. So we're just like, really? We paid like over $1,000 for this? You're going to disband it? And then he gave us, I think it was part of the process, but he gave us an opportunity to re-enroll. And he asked, what would you do if time, money, or health were not a consideration? What would you be doing? And I said, I wanted to travel the world. So he said, in order to graduate, you're going to have to do this within this 90-day period. Well, we were already 2 to 3 weeks inside that 90-day period. So I had to decide where I wanted to go. And that's why I went by myself. That wasn't a group thing. Everybody, there was a young lady who wanted to be married. Can I tell you?
Yes.
Process, she was married.
Seriously?
She was married. Yes.
At the end this of- is this really turns me on. It really turns me on, because I think, you know what? This is the part right here, Carlinia, that we want to use right now to challenge people with. this process right now. This is what we're calling to action. This is what we're calling people to do. Does it only happen when people are financially invested in something where they're really called to it because they made a financial investment that they're really going to make that change? Do you think that that has something to do with it? Or is this something that we can use right here on this show today to really call people out and call them into action, call them into greater, right?
Yeah, I think it really has to do with commitment. Mm-hmm. Willing to play full out, knowing we say 100% is possible 100% of the time. But if you're not committed, and a lot of people don't understand what commitment looks like. Yeah. Hear it, but commitment is like, I'm sold out, I'm convinced, I'm convicted, and I don't care what it looks like, I'm not stopping. And oftentimes your circumstances, like I had $85 in my pocket, that's crazy. Because before I got to Peru, I had to stop in Texas, and it cost me about almost $100. That $85 would have been gone, right? Mm-hmm. Look at your outside circumstances. It's going to stop you. But commitment says, I will continue to go because I understand that there is a higher order of wisdom that walks with me and that is constantly speaking to me. And when I get to that place where I can't go anymore, my open heart opens doors. Right?
Yeah.
You pull out, the money will show up. That's a hard one. Because I was stuck for a long time. That's why it took me a week before I left to even call the travel agent. I didn't have the money.
Yeah. I
was going. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you had to pay $3,000.
Yes.
And then you had $80, and then your husband, who probably really didn't want you to go, and who was probably
he wasn't supporting me.
He wasn't supporting you. And then, yeah. In a sense, in that trajectory, he wasn't supporting you, but really in that sense, for you to claim your power and for you to be true to your mission, you were being supported in that way. We can look at it both ways,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
But I know how important it is to feel supported. Oh my gosh. I know how important it is, but there were so many things that you said about this trip that just blew me away. I mean, you were like living in a complete state of surrender. And the fact that you could not communicate with people. So I just find this interesting because this show is about listening and learning how to communicate with spirit. That's what this show is about. That's what this topic is about today. Yes. And so a lot of times we think that our communication is the way I'm communicating with you right now in talking. But there's so much more communication that's happening in the subtle realms, right? In ways that where we are, communication is listening.
Yes.
Communication is listening, is really listening to that deep inner voice, that deep inner spirit, where that guidance is continuously wanting to talk to you. But if you're always so busy talking, and if there's so much noise that you're surrounded by constantly, and all the outside noise that you're listening to, it's tough to listen to that inner intuition. It's tough to build that inner trust, right? And
yeah.
I just love how you were, what a warrior goddess. What a warrior soldier you are, that you were just out there. You had me feeling it. You really had me feeling you out there going, oh my God. And I just love the angels that showed up, all those divine messengers that were placed there purposefully,
yes,
even though they couldn't communicate with you because they were not speaking the same language, but they were wearing the white, and then all the different signposts along the way. This is an incredible story that you have. And that needs to be in a book, by the way. I'm just telling you right now.
I wrote it down just so I wouldn't forget the details. So maybe I need a copywriter or somebody who can make it.
Well, guess what, Carlinia? Today's show is 100% transcribed, and you will get this as a gift. So you have the beginning of your manuscript right here, because that's one of the reasons why I had Carter not take a break. Because it was just completely, you were just completely in the flow. So you've got 30 minutes of your story already told, and it's incredible. And that story needs to be in a book. So it's your next book. You already have a best-selling book on Amazon. So you go, girl. So this is going to be your next one, How to Tap into the Power of Your Intuition. You know, how to listen, how to be guided. So what else was it that really inspired me that you said that, here it is. It's the piece about the law of attraction. You know, I resonate deeply with this. You and I, we had a lot of similarities when we met, when we were talking. But I resonate deeply with, you know, trying to just positive thinking, which is what the law of attraction taught us how to do. The secret, I should say. The secret, when that movement came out, they taught us how to think positive, right? But, and so I became a law of attraction coach. I went and became certified as a law of attraction coach, and I did all of that. And I became a passion test coach, and I did all of that. And then all of a sudden, I'm realizing through my experiences that, oh my God, there is something missing because I feel like shit. I feel horrible. Right. I feel horrible. And I love your process of what you said, where you were sitting there and then you had the stone and how you said, okay, I'm gonna put this stone for everything that has not been heard within me, everything that has not been heard, and that for everything that needs to get a voice, and all of the places that had been suppressed within your physicality, within your physical body, that things that you had shut down that had never had the opportunity to come out, that had never had the opportunity to be loved, that had never had the opportunity to be heard. And that you did that with your process, that you developed your own process in this healing. You did that.
And that was organic because I was in a place where I couldn't read another book. I couldn't say another positive message. I couldn't listen to anybody. Everything shut down. One morning I woke up, after all of this, I woke up about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I took out my computer and I began to type. And I think I typed straight until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But when it started, it said something like, now, and I said it was wisdom speaks. Now that I have your attention, I can speak. And so out flowed from me my disjointed experiences of pain and suppression and all of that, but it flowed in such a harmonious way. And I could see Spirit's guidance and the messages I was receiving. When I couldn't receive messages, my kids would give me messages. People in my life would give me messages. Sometimes strangers would step in and speak a word to me that would let me know that in spite of all of this pain, you're okay, you're on the path, and you're not alone, right? You're safe, you're protected, and you're not alone. But that came organically. And after a long time, I realized, what did I do? After I was introduced to other people organically who were in pain, and I shared with you when we were together some of that, their experiences were so vastly different than mine. I'm like, how can I even relate to this person? But the way I could relate, as I said before, was that we were both feeling helpless, both feeling abandoned, experiencing the pain of rejection, all of that, the loss, the grief, right?
Yeah.
And they just needed for somebody to hear them.
You know, and exactly. And, you know, I really feel that right there, because that's the exact journey that I went on too. And I developed my own signature healing program as well. A similar process to yours. I didn't do it with the stones, but I call it emotional processing of emotions. And so then there was when that all began for me was a time when the first time where I really ever felt really deeply, deeply betrayed. And when that took place in my life, I could not sit down for 2 weeks because the betrayal wound was so deep in my root chakra that I couldn't sit down and I couldn't go to do number two for 2 weeks because that betrayal was so deeply rooted in my physical body. And that was the beginning of all of that. And I understand the process of having courage to really sit and be able to feel the pain And my mantra is feel it to heal it. That's really feeling it is healing it, is being able to sit with the pain. Everything wants to be felt. Everything yes. wants to be loved. Everything wants to be understood. Everything wants to be, I feel like all beings want to get gotten. We all want to be understood. We all want to be loved. But we can't look outside of ourselves for somebody else to do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves. However, we are witnesses for each other, and we are here to support each other, and we're here to help each other. And that's why having a powerful coach, having a life coach or a healer or a medicine woman is really substantial when you're going through something like this. So my part for today, for all of you that are listening, that I really encourage you to contact Carlinia and give us your text again for the free giveaway. What is the text again?
It's 202
6269. And you can email Carlinia at themetaphysicalmom@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
And she's going to give you she's going to give two callers a free session with her. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you to have a good clearing, have a good session with someone that is really there to connect with you, that's been there herself. Wow, what a show. We have just about 3 minutes left before we are done in this hour. And there's so much more that I want to cover with you. I want you to be able to come back and continue this conversation so we can really tap into more intuition and experience together as a collective, what it really means to listen to our spirit more, to tap into our intuition and listen to our heart. I know that you experienced a lot of pain when you were on the strip and when you got back, because you said that your husband then left with no notice.
It was some years later.
Okay.
Later, but during that time, that was just another period of time where I just had to use what I knew. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, I didn't think that emotions mattered. I knew they mattered, but I thought our thoughts. You know, you think and you create. So I thought that was the key. And I didn't understand how powerful our emotions, the powerful role our emotions played.
Yeah. And the emotion is actually the key, because the emotion is actually the key, because through the emotion, that's how we magnetize. And that's how we magnetize. So if we feel bad and if we emit that level of frequency, then those are the kind of experiences we're going to draw to us. If we feel good and if we emit that level of frequency, then those are the experiences that we're going to draw to us. But the key is, don't rush it. Dive in. Feel the pain. Dive into the pain. Dive into the madness. Dive into the chaos. And be willing to sit in the kitchen on the floor with your heart broken open, with not knowing where your next dollar is going to come from, with not knowing where you're going to live tomorrow, with not knowing who your friends are, with feeling all of this grief that we've stored before in our physical bodies, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In that place, in the welfare line, like I told you, and I couldn't believe that I was there. And again, I saw in their eyes the despair, the hopelessness, the pain. And for me, it was like something has to be done about this. And that's how Sacred Spaces really was born. I'm like, what can I do? If I can do something, encourage somebody else to do something, then we can change this.
Yeah. And you're doing so many wonderful things for so many people, like even, you know, being the metaphysical mom. I love that name. And I don't want you to change that email, even when you become big and famous. Still keep it the metaphysical mom, because it's relatable. And it really tells exactly, you know, you're a mom, and you believe in the metaphysical. And you know, what does metaphysical mean, everybody? Meta means matter, and physical, and also mother. And so meta means matter and also mother. And then the physical, everything happens with your physical body. And the key is to bring your physical body into a higher vibrational state of living and being. And that's your true integrity. And that's what it is that we're doing here, is we're letting go of the old world. We're allowing the old world to die away so that the new world in us, in our physical body, which is mainly made out of water, is pure, clean, and whole. And that's the new world that we're building together as a whole, together with you. And it's always such an honor to be here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. Carlinia Springer, thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing your wisdom and your vulnerable heart with us and telling such an incredible story. I look forward to having you on again on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.